Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to Hurricanes Rewind. Coming up, Don Bailey Jr., Gino Damari, and from ESPN, Andrea Adelson. Let's start with Don Bailey Jr., DBJ. Two words, the transfer portal. Hurricanes basketball team striking it rich in the portal, and so has the University of Miami football team.
Well, it's procuring talent, I think, is the theme of college sports, and especially for the University of Miami. And, Joe, you got to look at what Mario Cristobal and that staff accomplished. I think it goes back really to when he first arrived here, and he hit the trail and basically, with one hand tied behind his back, wrestled in a top 15 class, and the recruiting never stops. You know, every day there's players that are there on campus, and there's offers going out and evaluations being done, and you see that it's become contagious. And you and I've been around this long enough to know that, you know, when the guys, all you need is a few kingpins to step in line, and then it's like a bunch of people follow. And I think that's where Miami's at now. And I was so glad for Coach Larrañaga to do what he did in the portal. And, you know, it worked for them last year, and it's going to work again now. And there's an art to it. And our head coaches and look, Katie Meyer picked up a set of twins in the portal as well. And it's working out very well for the University of Miami.
And as we come on the air, another defensive tackle has just come through the portal as well, just like, boom, and another defensive tackle is here from Maryland. So now it's a fellow by the name of Daryl Jackson has come through the portal, and so the defensive line, the front seven, I think it's going to look entirely different when Miami comes back in August.
Well, it needs to. You know, I mean, there were two things. There's two things that go with many of the philosophies that Mario believes, and that's running the football. And we saw a heavy focus on that in spring football, and we saw the production, even with limited guys to carry the football at the spring game. And every practice, you and I saw them working on it, and to stop the run. And there's nothing old school about it. You know, that's a couple of the cornerstones that you have to win championships. And no matter what era it is being able to run the football at any given time and be able to stop the run. And that's something that Miami has struggled with, is stopping the run. And Miami went out, and they're getting the right type of player that's going to fit in Coach Steele and Coach Strong's defense. And these guys are they have experience. You've got tape on them at the collegiate level, which I think is imperative. There's no guessing game on how they're going to react, if they're going to be homesick, or they've played college football. And, you know, pick the squads. They're Miami and the portal have gotten experienced guys, and, you know, Maryland plays a tough schedule every year, and you have to endure that type of schedule, and that'll pay off for Miami. For any player that comes to Miami,
The outside attacks are going to come toward Miami, as they always do, because of the NIL. I would go back to this. Yes, the NIL is an important reason for any kid to transfer, or they're all looking now for a robust NIL. However, If you look at Mario Cristobal, I still say one of the greatest endorsements of coming to the University of Miami, if you are a player, student athlete, and or parent that is making that decision, look at the guys that said, yes, I'm going to work with Mario Cristobal. Look at his staff. I think that is one of the greatest endorsements of why a kid wants to come to the University of Miami.
So when you travel the world of college football and you're someone that's 18 years old, yes, I get it. There's going to be a select bunch that of guys that are going to, and men and women now, that are going to make success for themselves in the NIL, okay? But there's also going to be a group that may not be as impacted at all or as much. But at the end of the day, you've got to realize that when you walk on this campus right now with Dan Radakovich as the athletic director and Mario Cristobal, and as you mentioned, that staff, and you go with Coach Larrañaga and Miami's success in basketball, and Katie Meyer getting a new contract in the year that she had, and it doesn't matter if it's track or tennis or volleyball, you walk on in any sport, swimming and diving, you walk onto that campus, Miami really has no peers. Now, has football been at the level that that people down here have expected it to be or used to it being many years ago? No. But that's changed. The investment has been made. Everything is being pushed in that direction. The facilities that are going to be put on this campus will be forever facilities. They're going to be state-of-the-art where no one even dreamed could exist here. And why wouldn't you come here? Sure, it's enticing an NIL deal. I'm sure if it's a tie that could be something that would break a tie. But why would you not want to be in one of the most important global cities in the world in an environment that wins, and a university that's one of the best in the country? The list just goes on and on. It's not just one category that excites people to come to the University of Miami. There's numerous categories. And when you put them all together, Joe, you know, yeah, there's been some teams that have won more football games and championships in the last 20 years since Miami has done that. But they're certainly not in a city like Miami. And they certainly don't have the level of excitement that's going on right now. And you go back to when Howard Schnellenberger built the program. That's what he said. Do you want to be a part on the ground floor of something great? And that's what's going on right now. And in every category at the University of Miami athletics, that you can come in and be a part of something great, because this program is taking another step. And we already see it in the portal. The portal guys are believing it. They're believing it, and they're buying into it, and they're going to come and make a difference.
All the discussion is going to be about Van Dyke, obviously, this year, and deservedly so. But I might be getting a little bit excited about what the defensive tackle situation is going to look like for the first time in a very long time.
Well, my number one belief is that you have to be at least very, very good, if not great, at quarterback to compete for a national championship. And that box is checked. I think my next step would be, one of the next areas I would want to attack is to make sure I've got great defensive tackles. And if we go back through the history, and you're truth be told, you're a better historian than I am, when Miami was winning at the highest level, they had quarterback and they had defensive tackles. They also had defensive ends, and they also had other players. But those were two staples on every championship team that Miami has had. That's the guys that won the ring, and that's the guys that went and played for a ring and came up short. But that is a position that you have to be dominant at. And you go down the list and, you know, look at Georgia. Georgia this past year, they have the best, at least for the combine, they had the best defensive tackle in America. No questions asked. The biggest, the guy that tested the best, the strongest, the fastest, every box was checked on that player, and they won a national championship. And I'd ask half the people, they remember the defensive tackle more than they remember who the quarterback was. Yeah. So I'm with you. You got to get that position is a key component to success in college football.
Transfer portal. That's our discussion tonight. Our time is shorter tonight, a one-hour show. We'll reconvene next week, next Tuesday, for more on University of Miami offseason football.
Well, Joe, enjoy yourself, and let's keep the ticket. Let's keep getting great talent into the University of Miami. That's the key to it all.
Yeah, they better get your tickets now. 1-800-GO-CANES.
That's right. Get in, get more
students. That's right. All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. joining us. When we come back, Gino Damari will be with us here on the Hurricane Hotline. They're playing tonight, but we have a recorded interview with Gino Damari to cover baseball. Let me talk to you about Williamson Buick GMC. If you have not seen some of the new GMCs at Williamson, here's what you've been missing. You can choose from the GMC Yukon, which has been coined as the boldest, most impressive Yukon ever, or the GMC Sierra, which has made top-level engineering and capability the new rule. Then there's a 2022 GMC Canyon with its powerful and innovative features that are engineered and built for all of your adventures to come. GMC, we are professional grade. Nobody's more professional than Ed Williamson and his team, and you can visit their state-of-the-art facility, easy to find at US 1 and 104th Street just south of the Palmetto Expressway. Or you can go online to WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Williamson Buick GMC, your premier luxury dealership. Williamson is Miami.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.